Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Matthew?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi Matthew, this is Aaron calling you from INS Law in regards to your application to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
To the what, sorry?
I'm giving you a call in regards to your application to the Scottish Redress Scheme. You've filled out a form online, it looks like early hours this morning.
Yeah.
Okay, is this a perfect time to talk to you, sir?
Yeah, I can talk fine. I'm struggling to hear you.
Right, okay. Do you want me to give you a call back, or is that better?
No, it's better. I'll put you on my speaker. That's a bit better.
Ah, right, okay, sir, yeah. Yeah, it's just, as I said, it's in regards to your application to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Yeah, is that the thing that for being in the homes?
So from being in care before the 1st of December 2004. Yeah. So was you in care after 2004? Would you say?
Before and after.
Yep. Okay. So
after 2004, I don't think I was in the care homes. I think not before 2004. I'm not sure if I was in the care homes. But before that, I was in foster care, and then I was in respite and stuff like that as well when I was really young.
Yep, okay. Well, with the Scottish Redress Scheme, they deal with care settings before the 5th of December 2004.
Yeah.
So we can obviously assist you with your application in regards to your time in care during before. December 2004.
Yeah.
So what I can do is I can obviously grab the details from your foster care and find out briefly what happened to you. And we can progress your application if that's something that you're able to do it myself now and today.
To be honest, I don't remember that. Obviously, I was younger and a lot of stuff happened to my I don't remember. I don't remember the exact, the exact times and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I do. I understand. And to be honest, Matthew, it's not. You're not kind of like you know the only person who it struggles to remember. Them times. I understand. You know, they can be quite traumatic or abusive for yourself.
Yeah.
What we aim to do as a law firm is try and grab potentially approximate dates. It doesn't always have to be precise because what we'll do is we'll request for your care records from the local authorities and they'll give us the exact dates of your placements.
I was going to say if I couldn't get the dates, if I could request that, but if you're able to do it to your side, that's even better.
Yeah, okay, that's not a problem, Matthew. So I can start all that process for you now and today and get the ball rolling for you. So I'm just going to start off by just getting some generic details from yourself for data protection. So can I confirm that your name is Matthew McCool, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and do you have any middle names at all?
William,
okay. Okay, and what's your date of birth, Matthew?
The 10th of the 12th, 1992.
1992?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and what is your home address, please, Matthew?
It's 6B for Bravo, Caledonia Street.
Did you say flat B?
Yeah, 6 flat B, Caledonia Street.
And what's your postcode, please?
Papa Alpha 3-2 yep. Juliet Foxtrot.
That one, okay. Okay, perfect. And when it comes to communication preferences, say what what's the best way to get in contact with yourself?
Have you got this number? Yeah.
So your number ending in 016.
Have you got an email as well? If that helps out.
Yep. Okay. And are you okay to receive text messages as well?
Yeah. That's right.
Yep. Okay. Perfect. I've got your email address here as matthewmccool12@gmail.com.
Yep. That's it.
Perfect. That's a problem. And do you have any terminal illnesses, Matthew, that you wish to make me aware of?
No.
Okay. And would you like to add a beneficiary to your application?
What does that mean?
So basically kind of like a next of kin, or if for whatever reason anything unfortunately happens to yourself, the funds that you receive from the scheme, they can be paid to a nominated person on your behalf.
Put my arm down.
Your mum, you said, sorry.
Yep.
Yep, okay. And what's your mum's name, please?
Anne, A-N-N, without the E. McCool.
Yep. Okay, and does Anne have a middle name or anything?
John, I don't even know. I don't think so.
Yep, okay, that's not a problem. I'll leave that blank.
That's bad, I don't know that, actually.
That's okay, I've kind of put you on the spot, haven't I?
Well, I've never been asked that, to be honest.
Yeah. What was that, sorry?
So I'm going to ask her now, though, just so I know in future.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, and what's your mum's date of birth, please?
It's the 6th of the 11th, 1975.
Perfect. And does your mum have an email address, or would you like me to put yours down?
Just put mine down. I don't know my mum's.
Yep. Okay, that's fine. Okay. And is the a contact number I can grab, please?
One second.
Yep, that's fine. Take your time.
Yeah. 07828.
Yep.
783
Yep. 064 Okay, so just to read that back out to yourself, that's 07828 783 064
Yep.
Okay. And what's the address of your mum, please?
It's 7B Ravencourt.
7B. Is it Raven, like R-A-V-E-N?
No, R-O-W-A-N. Raven.
Rowan Court. Okay, my apologies. And is that in Paisley as well, is it?
Yeah, that's Paisley too.
Okay, the only one coming up is Rowan Street for Paisley and Rowan Road.
I'm not 100%, but I'm pretty sure it just gets written down as Ravencourt.
What I'll do is I'll just put that in anyway. 7B.
If it's wrong, then I'll get in contact and change it. If that's all right.
Yeah. No, of course. Okay. So when it comes to the type of payment from the redress scheme, there's two types of payments. You can receive. The first one is a fixed payment of £10,000, which
what?
So there's two types of payments that you can receive when it comes to the redress scheme. One of them is a fixed payment of £10,000, and that's just solely what you'll get paid out, and your maths don't progress anymore, or you know, we don't don't get, you know, get all your records together and present a big case, or you can do an individually assessed payment, which is what you can be compensated up to £100,000 for. I can't exactly tell you what ones to go for. That's solely your choice. But what one would you like to go for?
Well, what did I make the decision on?
What was that, sorry?
What did they base the decision on?
So obviously when it comes to the fixed payments, they just pay you out the £10,000 for being in care and for what you've gone through. But with the individually assessed payments, they solely dive into during your time in foster care and stuff, and assess like how how the levels of abuse or trauma you've faced, and you can be rewarded more than £10,000.
Yeah, I'd probably go for the more than 10,000 because it was complaints made of stuff that happened.
Yeah,
while I've been in care.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. That's.
To be honest, I feel greedy saying that. To be honest, I wasn't expecting it to be anything close to that much. But if basically 10,000 is just for being in there and there being like problems, then I probably would get more if that's the like minimum.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Well, yes. Obviously, the minimum is 10, and the maximum is 100,000. So you can fall anywhere between there.
I'd go for the individual room.
Yeah. Okay. So just to clarify, have you applied online to the Scottish Redress Scheme itself for an advance payment at all?
No.
No. Okay. And were you known by any other names during your time in care?
No.
No, okay. And have you changed your name by default or anything?
No.
No, okay. Okay, so I've just entered in your mum's name, obviously, for being your mum's name. But I will potentially need to grab your father's name too, if known, only because when we come to gather your records, before you turn the age of 18, some of your records will be filed in your parents' names.
Yeah, my dad wasn't about, but I can give you his name.
It's entirely your choice. No, that's okay.
I don't know what you were saying, sorry.
Oh, yeah, no, it's okay. I was just saying, it's solely your choice whether you want to give me your father's name or whether you think he'll be on any records, anything like that. It's entirely up to you.
I doubt he'll be on records, but I'll give you his name. I don't have any other... I don't know his birthday or his address or anything like that, but his name's Andrew Finnegan.
Okay, that's not a problem. Okay, and... whereabouts are you registered with your GP practice, please? What's the name of your GP?
Northcroft. Well, it's the Green Law Practice in the Northcroft Medical Centre. That's in Paisley.
Okay. And... pardon me, what was the name of your surgery, sorry?
The Green Law Practice.
Green, and how am I spelling the rest of it, sorry?
Green Law, G-R-E-E-N-L-A-W. One word.
Yeah, just wanted to get the spelling correct to see. Okay, when it comes to an address that you've lived in before being in care, could you remember that at all?
Well, I went into care a couple of times, to be honest, one of them I'm pretty sure is 22 Blackford Road.
22, is it Blackford Road, did you say, yeah, in Paisley?
Yeah. but I can't remember the flat number.
Yeah, no, that's fine. What I'll do is I'll use that address for now.
Yeah.
And if, say, for whatever reason, for example, National Records of Scotland, if they come back and say, oh no, that, you know, that address doesn't match our records,
yeah,
either myself or one of my colleagues will be in touch just to, you know, relay that information to you.
Okay.
Okay. And
sorry to cut you off. Please, well, yeah. Is it anybody that was in here at any time can do this? Is it AMD that was in care in these times that can do this? I've got two younger sisters that the same thing basically happened to, the same foster homes and all that stuff.
It's literally anybody who has been in care settings and unfortunately faced abuse or trauma during the time in the care settings, as long as it is before December the 1st, 2004, they're more than eligible for the scheme.
So I can just pass them on to what is this company called?
So we're called INS Law. What you can do if you potentially can remember as well is did you fill out the form on Facebook? Was it like a Facebook ad?
Yeah, it was that pop up thing on Facebook that came up.
Yeah, if you can remember where that page was, it's called Every Story Heard. So if you get your sister to try and get that page up on Facebook, they can fill out their details and it will just come through like yours has, and we will we'll get in contact with you. Or yeah, if you just alternatively give them our number, we can sign them up.
Okay. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. No, because obviously, you know, we'd like to help any survivors who have gone through this unfortunate abuse, that's been faced.
100%. Honestly, I had it worse than me. Young lasses,
Matthew, thank you. Yeah, we'd be more than willing to help your sisters, no problem.
No, appreciate that.
No, that's not a problem at all. Have you gone through any kind of like civil matters in regards to taking anybody to like court or anything for your time in care already?
No.
No, okay. And do you have any criminal convictions at all with a sentence that's maybe been more than five or more years?
Do I have any criminal convictions?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And is there anything that you've spent five or more years in prison for?
No, nothing more than 5 years.
No, okay. So just to clarify, you haven't been charged or sentenced for sexual assault, rape, murder, attempted murder?
No, none of them.
No, okay, that's not a problem. Perfect. Thank you. Okay, so what I'll do for you, Matthew, is I'm just gonna go on a bit of a spiel for you, just so you can understand how we work, how the process is gonna work for you, what I'll need from you, and I'll also go through your time in foster care, whether that's one or many placements. I'll grab a little bit of a brief statement from yourself from what happened in potentially each placement. And then at the end of the phone call, I'll send you some documents to sign, which you can sign electronically from your phone. And I'll also need ID and proof of address from yourself as well, which I'll send you an email about, and you can just reply back to the email with them documents for myself, just to be able to upload it to your file for verifying who you are exactly.
Yeah. See with the starting out the part where you want to know what's happened and what actually happened to me in each of these places. Is there any way I could put that off for a week so that I can get the thing and I can get a printout from the social worker so that I can see it, because I don't want to miss it, because there's all different stuff happening and it's all like blurred up, and most of it was that. No, stuff that happened when I was between when I was first born. Literally, when I was first born, I literally went basically straight into foster care.
Yeah.
And then I went in and out a few times, up until I was like 10. So most of it, I can't remember. I can just remember crying and my mum always complaining, saying that I'm coming home. And I can only remember two times that I was like physically hurt.
Yeah, yeah, of course, Matthew, we can do this at your pace. That's not a problem at all. I can gather as much information, obviously besides the statements, of course. Okay. I can just gather all your information, so by the time we do that next phone call, it's literally just the statements and we're good. That's not a problem at all, Matthew.
So if we go through everything, then it's not locked in, it's not like, and should I can't. When I get the stuff in front of me, I can't tell you the other stuff that's went on, kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, no, of course, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, if you want to go away and get them records and see for yourself, you know what's happened, so then you can relay that information to me. That's not a problem at all. Okay. I can still get your IDs, get them uploaded to our file, send you out some contracts. Just so obviously we can start some background work on your behalf, and then once obviously I've got the statements from you, I can then send you out the email you the application form for the redress scheme, so then we can move further forward with your application then.
Okay.
So yeah, obviously the main purpose of my call today is obviously explaining how the redress scheme works for you and the options that you have around the scheme, explaining how we work as a law firm and act on your behalf. I'll also discuss the funding and fees with yourself, and obviously, yeah, gather as much information as I can to assess whether we'd be able to assist you or not.
Okay.
So it is important that you understand all of your options available before deciding whether to instruct us as your law firm to represent you. You are entitled to three options when it comes to the redress scheme. So option one is obviously you can apply to the Scottish redress scheme themselves by yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. Option two is that you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government legal fee scheme. Now they're paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting with your application, and under that scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting with your application, regardless of whether you win or lose the application. INS Law does not operate under the statutory scheme and will not claim those government funded fees. So, being option three, if you do decide to instruct us, you would be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. Our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis, so this means that if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything, and if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything as well.
Okay.
If your application is successful, you will receive a redress payment, and our fees will consist of basic charges based on the time spent on your case and the work that's been put into it, and also a success fee as well. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 20%. So the correct percentage is 19.2% that we have taken from the payment that you receive. You won't pay anything more than the agreed cap. We don't do that. What's agreed is what we say. So yeah, 19.2% is that percentage.
Did you say the most that your fees and stuff, if it was successful, would be 19%?
That's correct, yeah, 19.2%.
And then there wouldn't be anything else on top of that, like you're saying VAT or anything like that. That would be everything. Yeah, would be taken off that.
Yeah, no, that's correct. Yes, also it's 16% plus VAT, which does total 19.2%. So there'd be nothing more. There's no hidden fees or anything like that. 19.2% is what we take as a whole from your compensated figure. Okay, so it is important that I do make it clear that we can't guarantee that your application will be successful,
yeah, yeah.
Or, or the level of award of the scheme. Yeah, that the scheme awards. The Scottish Redress Scheme does operate on a discretionary basis, which we'll explain in greater detail during this call. Okay.
So, so you can apply by yourself for that.
So yeah, if you do choose INS Law to assist you, what we'll do is we'll see your eligibility to the Redress Scheme. We'll gather and review all evidence to prepare it for your application before submission. We always correspond with the Scottish Redress Scheme, and we also give you any advice in regards to any offers that are made from the scheme themselves. We do also explain the statutory waiver that you will sign with advice from ourselves for when the scheme does give you a reward, and obviously any assistance with any reconsideration or negotiable offers. During the time of rewards from the scheme as well. If obviously Redress do make an offer, we will fully explain the statutory waiver before you decide whether to accept anything. It is important because accepting an award may affect your ability to pursue future claims related to the matters, but you never would be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences. What I mean by that is, once you do accept the offer from the scheme and you sign a statutory waiver, you then can't, for example, go and take Glasgow City Council or Aberdeen City Council. You can't then go and do a civil case on them. If you do decide to proceed, you will have a 14-day cancellation period after signing the agreement. You can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. If you choose INS Law to represent you, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately whilst your cancellation rights still remain. And what I will do for you, obviously, the statement bit I'll put on hold until obviously you're ready. But yeah, just in regards to the £10,000 and £100,000 that I was saying earlier in the phone call. The fixed payment of £10,000 is a fixed amount the award awards you, regardless of the severity of the abuse you've suffered. But the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000 is decided by a closed independent panel based on the level of abuse that you have suffered. So there is four different types of abuse. There is sexual abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, and neglect. So obviously, when I get them statements from yourself at a later date, we'll be able to see, kind of what you've gone through. But we can't exactly disclose, you're going to get this amount, or we think the scheme will award you this. It's all done by the independent panel.
Yeah. But see the stuff that I went through, obviously, there's not really any way I can prove exactly what, do what I mean? I was a wee guy and I told my mum some stuff and she complained about some stuff to get us back.
Yeah.
Does that matter?
No.
Obviously, it's a long time ago. Some stuff will be logged 100%. Some stuff will definitely be logged in the social work reports and stuff.
Yeah.
But there's stuff that happened that I wouldn't be able to prove happened, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, of course. Well, just obviously to give you that reassurance, Matthew, some people who, have suffered, the abuse or trauma during their time in care, some of these abusers, they've passed away, they've committed suicide, they've done multiple things. So some people aren't here to be able to, it was this guy and so forth. What we do as a law firm is we listen to your story, we present the statements to the Scottish Redress Scheme, and whether you have proof or not, at the end of the day, this is something that you have gone through personally. This is something that you could be scarred by. This is something that can affect you on a day-to-day basis. The scheme don't look past that. They don't need the proof.
I wouldn't have to stand up in court and take this criminal. I wouldn't want people knowing some of the stuff that happened.
see if they have your name on file.
No,
yeah.
Really.
Also contact them.
Yeah, no, of course. I understand that. Fortunately, nothing is done in court. This is all done behind closed doors. So you or I don't have to attend anyway. All we do as a law firm is we build the biggest and best case that we can, get as much detail in your statements as we can for the events that have happened, and then we present that to the Scottish Government, and then it'll then go to the panel, and they'll assess, you know, your application individually, and make a decision on you know, from what you've faced. And what we'll do as a law firm is we'll notify you of the day, that the panel will be looking at your case, and then also the conclusion to what the panel have said about your case as well. So what I'll do from this stage, Matthew, is I'll send you an email with a request of identity. So if you have a photo ID, whether that be, you know, a passport, driver's license, a cell tire card, anything that's got a picture on and an invalid date, then you can send that over to ourselves. If you don't have any ID, then we will need three proofs of addresses dated within the last 3 months.
Yeah, I'm just looking at my ID's out of there, actually. No, my ID's in date. Sorry, my ID's in date. And I haven't looked at the address, but it's not a problem. Is this not a letter or a pencil tap or something?
So all you'd have to do is send over one proof of ID, photo ID, and then a council tax is completely fine. That's a yearly bill, so that's completely fine. I'll always liaise with yourself in regards to whether the document is suitable or not. I'll liaise with yourself on whether it's applicable for our systems. And what I can do from here is I can also send you out conditional fee agreement, which is obviously explains our fees and the percentage that I've already mentioned, a letter of authority, which will be titled an LOA, and that's just basically a letter of authority to give us the right to act on your behalf in getting in touch with, you know, your GP for medical records, the local authorities for your care records and so forth. So it just gives us the right to act on your behalf.
Okay. Even to as well, when you're saying a conditional agreement, am I just agreeing to this, that you access that to make the claim for me? I'm not agreeing to just a blanket agreement, I'm not happy with how things happen in future, I'm not already just committed to the use. Not the use, as in, but I'm just not committed to an amount or how it's handled or whatever.
So that, in a nutshell, just kind of that does explain what it means. We always act in a professional manner. We'll always keep you up to date on how your case is progressing. If there's any other further information that we require, we'll always get in contact with yourself. We'll never grab details from yourself and then just leave you in limbo. We understand that it is a kind of sensitive topic to be going through. So basically the conditional fee agreements. Basically, just say that you'd signed up with INS Law, we're acting on your behalf. If for whatever reason it just come for months down the line, and as I said, for whatever reason, you're not happy, there will be time and work spent already on your case, so there could be some fees required. But obviously, we always aim for our clients to not come to that kind of conclusion. We'd always want to make sure that you're happy with how we're acting on your behalf. But that's what the conditional fee agreement means. It just means that you signed up to ourselves, we're acting on your behalf. You can't go to another law firm once you've signed our agreement, because we're starting the ball for you, basically.
Yeah, so there can be more fees on top of the 19% you were saying before. There can be more.
Yeah, no, so there never will be more. No, it'll always be a capped percentage of 19.2%. It'll never grow. It'll never change. It's capped. That's what we've signed up for. That comes, obviously, as I said, that comes out at the end of what you've been awarded from the scheme.
No problem.
Okay, Matthew. So at this stage, obviously, without grabbing them statements from yourself, we're pretty much at a bit of a standstill at the minute, obviously. But I understand you need to refresh your memory from what's happened. So once you've got that information, you can either give me a call, or if you want me to maybe try and give you a call in a week's time and just see where you're at, I can do that for you, no problem.
I was literally going to say the same thing. If you wanted to phone me on Thursday again, I can just go into the social work building in Paisley and go and just request my records or whatever, just to see. So I can see what dates as well, because I don't want to give you information. And then that's one of the things that's happened after the 2004. So a week today should be plenty of time.
Yeah, that's not a problem. I shall book you in, and I'll book you in for, let's say, this time again, maybe 11:30.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yep, okay, not a problem. I'll give you a call next Thursday, Matthew, and just see where you're at. And if you need to postpone it a little longer, that's not a problem.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for the help. Appreciate it.
Not a problem, Matthew. Just look out for them emails that I'll be sending you shortly. And if you need any assistance or have any other further questions, just give me a call back if you're stuck with anything, okay?
Yeah, will do. I'll send a picture of my ID and proof of address and stuff over as soon as I get emails.
Perfect. I appreciate that, Matthew. Not a problem.